So, Shelby, is there anything that we could talk
Nope.
about? No?
No.
No?
No. Yes. Yes.
That's right. You went to the
Yes.
movies. Did you see? Oh, wait.
I went to go see the fifth Underworld movie. That's what we're here to talk about.
Had to do an urgent, last-minute, unscheduled podcast because we keep such a podcasting schedule.
To talk about Underworld Blood Wars. Just
Yes.
kidding. Just kidding. Psych.
So, I feel like this podcast, I feel so bad that like I might have accidentally spoiled something in the last podcast or ever. But this one I feel like needs a spoiler warning. Like, we are going to try to figure out everything. I think all of our podcasts, with anything Defenders related, we may spoil.
Well, I mean, not intent. We are trying to figure out stuff, of course,
Yeah.
but it's just, I mean, we either know or we don't know. And
Yeah.
these people, I think anybody listening, look, if we know, we know. If we don't, we don't. If you think we know, we might know. And if we know, we know.
Yeah.
Fair.
I mean, so in our last podcast, which I am so glad we uploaded quickly. So this is Super Laties number 20.
Wow. Number
Right?
20.
20. It's possible that there's, that like I didn't follow the numbers and that like we skipped number 12 or something. So like on iTunes it might say that we're only to number 19 or something, but yeah, in my head we're at number 20.
That's
So
cool.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Super
So some
Laties.
stuff, like stuff happened today.
Oh my God, like they just threw
Okay,
everything
first
at
of all,
us.
I have this is what I recommend anybody to do right now. If you don't already, turn on your notifications for Defenders. For all the accounts, really. I mean, I really only have it turned on for Daredevil and Defenders.
So on Twitter, that's on Twitter, the Twitter accounts for the
Yes.
Defenders and Daredevil.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Turn it on because today I'm sitting there, my phone like beeps and like the Defenders, what? The Defenders tweet is, what's going on? What is this? First look, what? That's what I
Yeah, and
did.
meanwhile, I was sitting like at the deli at work. I had just ordered a salad, and they always take like 20 minutes to like process your order. So I went there
Yeah.
because I just like it was a nice day out. I was like, whatever, I'm not in a hurry. And like I had just placed my order, and you texted me like something like unintelligible-ish.
What did I say? Was I just like the Defenders, oh my God, or something? Or
Yeah, it was
what did I
something
even
like that. It
say?
was enough that I knew I needed to get to the Twitter and be and find somebody speaking in full sentences.
Oh, the Defenders. Oh my God. That's all I
Yeah.
said.
Yeah. And like and all I wanted at that moment was like to just be able to freak out. I was so pissed that I had ordered this like meal. I almost just like left $5 on the counter and left.
Well, I do want to, like, if the Defenders account happens, or any Marvel Netflix account happens to be listening to me, don't, I mean, I love it when you tweet out stuff, but could you not do it during our lunchtime? Because.
I mean, that would have been great. Like, if it had dropped, like,
In my
before I
office,
placed.
it's
Oh,
not
no.
great. There was people like in and out, and they want to come in and they want to talk and hang out, and I'm like, no, Defenders.
Yeah.
But just kidding. No, tweet it out whenever you want to. I don't care.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really liked that 5:30 news drop that, like, I woke up first thing that morning and was like, holy fuck!
Yeah,
When
the
they
like.
dropped the Iron Fist
Iron
release
Fist.
date,
Yeah.
like at
Yeah, that was
5:30 in the
early.
morning.
That's like somebody's fuck up, I still believe. Like
Oh,
they
I
got their time
totally
zones
believe
like
that.
confused,
I
but
believe that somebody like on
yeah.
the West Coast was doing some tweet scheduling and got their time zones wrong or something.
It was so funny though because I immediately like click on the link. But because of course I'm not the first person to see this link. Already like 100 people have already tweeted this and retweeted it by the time I see it. So I pulled it up on my phone, but in the midst of me pulling up on my phone, and I texted you, and I texted my sister, And I hollered out to Brittany, my coworker, like, Defenders, Entertainment Weekly. She gets it pulled up on the computer at work. And don't do this at work. Anyway, so she pulls it up. So I just throw my phone down and I go in there and we have to sit through like some ad. And you're like, oh, my God, come on, please. I mean, I want to watch like The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, but not right now. Please, I don't want to.
So you did that, like, you were doing, I'm sitting there, like, surrounded by military men, and I pull it up, and it pops right up, and I see, like, one picture, and I'm like, I was just not emotionally prepared to look at pictures yet. So I was like, I'm just gonna see what the words say, and I start reading the words, and I was not emotionally prepared for what the words said.
Well, it was so funny. So we're watching the video while you're reading the words. That's what's hilarious.
Yeah.
So we watch this video and Brittany's talking to me and she says, because there's something later on that I didn't notice Kristen's dog in the video the first time I watched it. So the second time I'm like, oh, look, Mikey's in the video. She's like, I told you the dog was in the video.
I haven't even noticed. I've seen a screenshot of the dog in the video, but I've only watched the video once now.
But it's funny, so I go back to you, and I'm like, oh, my God, and I said something about the video, and you're like, there's a video? And you're like, the article says, there's an article?
So between Shelby and I, we have all of the Defenders news covered. And meanwhile, at some point, I actually get my salad. And I walk out, so, like, my plan was it was, like, 65 degrees. I was going to sit in the sun and eat my lunch. And there was, like, huge winds. Like, it's one of those, like, where you're holding everything down and the wind is blowing, but I'm like, fuck if I'm gonna go, like, sit in the break room and download this stuff and, like, no, like, I cannot stop giggling in general. Like, I was shaking when I found out there were pictures and stuff.
I was too, and oh my God, and I feel bad for anybody who did probably try to come to talk to me during, like, from that time to, like, 3 hours from then. Like, the next 3 hours, I was useless to anybody. Because I was going, God, I was like, is there more? Did I miss something? Let me go back. I've got to screenshot this. I need to screenshot this. Then I need to collage it. Then I need to post it. Then I need to do this. And, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And oh, my God. So it's coming out summer? What? What? So much information.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So that was the first information dump. So they had the video and the article with it, which we'll go into what was in each one in a second.
Yes.
And then, like, just as, like, I stop shaking and everything, they drop Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
And they have a picture of her, and they release her name.
But then I was confused at that one, because I'm looking for a video again. I'm like, where the fuck's the video?
And I'm like, fuck videos.
And I'm like, what, they're supposed to, and I'm reading the article, and it's like, she's looking like, oh, they just mean this picture. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like one picture. So there's not a whole lot of information in the Sigourney dump. It's a picture of her, and it says that her name is Alexandra.
Yeah, and she's like ethereal and angelic, and she's not from the comics. So.
They say she's not from the comics?
Yeah. Yeah, which doesn't mean that she's not, like, a combination of characters from the comic.
Yeah.
But Alexandra does not exist in the... If I read it right now, I mean, I don't... I was, like, kind of high, so...
It says, meet Sigourney Weaver's Alexandra, the villain of the Defenders, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, make sure that I'm right about that, that Marco says that she's...
Yeah, and it's funny, because, like, Marco gives, like, a whole bunch, and he's like, I'm sorry, I can only say a bunch of adjectives. Like, he can't, like, they obviously aren't giving us a lot of information, but, like, I really... Fuck you, EW, for having words out loud in your story. Like, their ads. I hate, like, autoplay videos.
Is it The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu?
Probably. But anyway.
Is it an Advil commercial?
Anyways, lots of adjectives about Sigourney. She's going to be kick-ass. Yeah. That's all they gave us. And her name's Alexandra, which to me does not mean that she is not the Beast. She could be a human version of the Beast named Alexandra.
Totally. She totally could. That's what I'm saying. They're just saying, I think what they're saying is Alexandra is not from the comics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like this person. I'm let me see if we knew it. She has no code name and no comic book history.
Okay.
But see, Ramirez teases that she brings in, quote, intellectual sophistication that matches former big bads like Daredevil's Wilson Fisk. So that's, yeah. So awesome. Not from the comics.
Awesome. So, yeah.
Which means, which totally means she's going to be a combination of characters from the comics, probably.
Yeah, and we knew, I mean, we knew she had to be something really awesome to...
Yeah, because she's Sigourney fucking Weaver.
Yeah.
And to be the big bad in the Defenders. I mean, ooh, it's just so awesome. So exciting. Yes.
All right, so then, you know, like, I'm finally like, all right, let me get on with my workday. I've only got a few hours left.
No, I didn't even try. I mean, I sat at my desk, but...
I had a fucking training I had to go to.
Oh, God.
And, like, we're sitting in this, and it's, like, you know, like, a really important training. It's actually, like, stuff that mattered. And so I was just angry at the whole world.
Like, it's terrible.
The poor trainer, like, absolutely loves me. And I am just like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm like, I'm the best. Like, I am so good at multitasking. And I can be listening to somebody else tell a story and do things. And but when something like this happens, I become so focused on this one thing. And so OCD about this one thing that's happening. And I can catch myself going, somebody's talking to me. And all I'm doing is going, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. And I'm sure there's some part of my brain that's listening to what they're saying.
Yeah. If I had not had training and if it had not been like everything at my office just going crazy today, I would have like come back from lunch and been like, oh my God, my stomach is so upset. I've just got to work from home the rest of the afternoon. like nobody would care. Like, I haven't been sick in the like 5 months I've been here. Like, I've just got to take an afternoon, you guys. And, and I would have, it's like,
it becomes like a highly stressful situation. Like, I've got to see these things and I have to share these things with other people.
Well, that's what I was like, I just didn't look at them. I mean, like, I looked at Twitter, and that's what, there's the most hilarious Twitter that I retweeted on the Super Ladies page of the, like, girl that just gave different captions of Finn showing his nipple. The one that was like, pity Finn, like your French girls.
Well, Finn was, because it was funny, because when Brittany was watching the video and my sister was texting me back, when I texted her, I was like, oh my God, the Defenders. I think I sent her the same text, like, the Defenders! And she's like, what? Where? And I didn't even like click the link. I was like, I retweeted it. Go find it. You know, I gotta watch this. I don't have time. So they both shouted out Finn. So Finn's definitely the star of the video.
Finn was working that video. Like, Charlie was all Finn. Business. He was like, hello, I'm Charlie Cox. And Finn was like, yeah, bitches. Check out my nipple.
Because Brittany's in there going, oh my God, the tattoo.
The tattoo is extreme. Yes.
Tattoos are nice. So... great. Like, it and they have a link. I don't know, like, how many people like can get to a newsstand, or if you want to go to a Walmart or Walgreens or CVS and buy this magazine, you can buy it online, print copy or digital, right from the Entertainment Weekly website. So,
and the digital one will be out in 2 days.
Yeah. When does the other one come out? I didn't even, like, Friday. Seemed like Finn or somebody said Friday. No, wait a minute. Maybe I don't know. I'm confused. But whatever. Anyway, just find it.
Because I like, one of the guys, my plan was to come home and buy the digital. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys at the MCU exchange was like, fuck, I'll buy it now. And, like, I sent him the link, and he was like, yeah, it's not available for 2 days. So, I get, like, that flurry. I mean, like, there was so much information at once. And that's why I didn't even start to look at the pictures. Because I knew once I was looking at them, I would want to zoom in and look at every single little detail.
Because there was, like, one set, and then all of a sudden there was, like, here's some more.
Yeah.
Here's 9 more pictures, and those were gorgeous. Those were the ones that had, you know, Matt with the red background and Jessica with the purple background. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, those are pretty.
All right. So let's start with those.
Let's start with those.
So we have... I love that everybody has their color scheme.
That is gorgeous. That's what I think. It's like, our Defenders are gorgeous.
And, like, somehow they did Finn in green without making it look like he was sick.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a subtle enough green. Like, I'm sure that was something they really, really had to work out.
I love them all. You've got Matt, you know, clouded in the red, and him looking like you don't know if he's listening, if he's getting ready to, like, ball up his fist and kick ass. Got the pissed off look on his face. I love it, kind of. And Jessica's walking up some steps with her camera.
Jessica with her camera. Like, let's let's be more stereotypical Jessica. And Luke, like, all, just, like, bathed in yellow. Like, he is
golden.
So yellow. Golden, yeah.
So great. But he's, like, lifting up some shit.
But then we have, like, some actual pictures showing a shit going on in the show.
Yes.
And we have Luke in his orange jumpsuit.
Well, it's a jumpsuit.
Yes.
Yes, in prison.
Yes.
That was the one I was looking at him again with Brittany, and I was like, ah! And I was like, there's this one, and that's cool, and that's cool. But when I got to the Luke one, I was like, but look at this one.
I know. It's like, they're bathed.
But then I remember. But then I remembered she hadn't finished Luke Cage. So I was like,
oh God.
Never. I was like, never mind.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. Never mind.
Oops.
Yeah. So.
Like, don't look at the pictures. Fuck. Yeah. Well, that's what. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
And then the other one with Misty and Jessica.
Oh, God, that was my next favorite one. I was like, Misty!
Like, and Jessica's in handcuffs, and she's wearing gloves that look like Kristen knitted. Maybe Kristen got to knit her own props. Or her
you
own costume.
Ask that. Did you knit Jessica's gloves?
Yeah.
That
would be... Because
I asked her if we were gonna see Mikey in costume. That's all we want to know.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because like Mikey's the official like fifth defender now, but yeah.
And I love looking at this picture. So Misty has like a stack of files there that she's putting at Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get over this jacket that Misty is wearing. This leather jacket like swings down at the bottom like. It's gorgeous.
So great.
It's gorgeous. And she has her fro. Like,
you can just feel the attitude in that picture alone. Like, the attitude.
Misty is not taking Jessica's shit.
The sass. Oh. Yeah.
Misty is not taking Jessica's shit. And Jessica's giving Misty some shit. So.
And there's, Then what's next? Is it Colleen and, or was that the first one? There's Colleen and,
There's one of Colleen and Finn.
Yeah, and Danny. Yeah, Colleen.
Oh, Colleen and Danny. At a helicopter, which I'm sure Danny owns. Yes. And that's about it. I mean, there's something. They're both perplexed.
Yeah, it's not too. Yeah. We've seen pictures of them together before, so we know they're going to be, like, super sleuthing it together.
Oh, and then, I mean, and then it's the three of them in front of the truck.
Was there one of Matt and what was Matt? He was just by himself.
Matt was by himself.
Like out and about. Okay, yeah.
But the fact that we see Luke in a prison jumpsuit, I still wonder if we're gonna get to see Matt freeing Luke.
Right. Because the defenders all meet for the first time, you know, at a place, does not mean Matt Murdock has not met Jessica Jones or Matt Murdock has not met Luke Cage.
Right.
Oh,
and maybe, like, I liked the theory somebody mentioned today that maybe Foggy is representing Jessica and Matt's representing Luke.
That's true. That would be awesome.
Yes.
Or the switcheroo. I'm for either one.
Yeah.
I'm for whatever reason. Somehow, Matt. I mean, I don't know why Matt would be representing Jessica, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll go for it.
Well, and the interesting thing, so, I mean, the first article that you never read or that you didn't read until I told you existed.
I skimmed over it, yeah.
The interesting thing, well, I mean, there's many, many interesting things in this article, but one of the first things is, like, a tiny detail that I don't think many people noticed because they're not as insane as we are. The writer of the article said he was on set the day that they were filming the first time all of the defenders came together.
Yes.
In December.
Yep.
And they've been filming since October, so there is a lot of this series before they meet.
Right. I would gather, well, we talked about this last week. Probably there's at least three episodes before they meet.
Yeah.
Going into probably the fourth. Yeah. Because they really didn't. They started filming the last week in October.
Yeah.
So all of November, that's at least, you probably have two episodes there, an episode maybe and a half or whatever. Maybe they're on the fourth episode before they break for Christmas.
Yeah.
So
I'm saying they meet in episode four. That's what I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, maybe it's last scene of episode three or.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's going to be the end of one episode.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're going to come through a big old hallway fight. And that's the other detail in that.
Yeah, and it's all centered around the hole. That big ass.
Right! So they're going to be... So the details in this article. They're all together at the Midland Industries property, which is the property that has the Copperhead Hole. For anybody that, like, didn't listen to our last podcast, you should go back and listen to it, because we have all kinds of theories about this hole. And they are all still valid.
Yeah. Totally. Because when we go to talking about the video and what Finn said, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Finn knows everything. I mean, Danny knows everything. Finn knows everything, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but the picture of them in front of the truck, though, to me... is everything, and it does like a good, it looks like an album cover.
Yes.
Like an album cover. A very, very, like, sexy album cover.
With this random guy in a suit that just doesn't belong.
I bring it over there again. I'm like, Brittany, you gotta look at this. And I let her look at them one by one. So we start with Finn, you know, with Danny. We start with Danny, we're like, oh, because the tattoo's in full view, pretty much, in this picture. Yeah. We're like, oh, look at that. Oh my god. And then, oh my god, look at Jessica. Oh god, she's spray painting. She's so, oh, like, oh,
oh
she's sexy
spray
too.
Painting. That's what she's doing. Okay.
Yeah. And so then we get to Matt. She's like, and I went to just like scroll, because we've seen Charlie do the like grab the tie thing.
Yeah.
And he does look hot. It's not that he's not looking hot at all. And I go to just scroll past because Luke and Luke's arm, you know, is, and she's like, wait a minute. Go back to Matt Murdock. I was not prepared for how sexy Matt Murdock. What is he doing? What is he doing? Why is he grabbing his tie like that? So Matt, he's pretty sexy. He's pretty sexy. And then you got Luke on the other end with that arm. That arm that's just like,
oh my god. That arm has to be photoshopped to be three sizes bigger.
And then if you scroll down, you will notice that the truck is a Rand truck.
Yes, well, that's what, you know, I'm back at work or whatever, and Shelby starts sending me crotch shots of Luke Cage. And I'm like, damn it, Shelby. I mean, get a hold of yourself. And it's a Rand Industries truck. But move up to the top of the truck.
Oh, what? There's something on the top of the truck?
And off-centered, which is really, really bugging me, Marvel. Really bugging me. 616.
Ah.
So that's the name of, like, this universe within Marvel where, I mean, like, the main Marvel universe. Like, the one that has the hundreds of comics that they all interact in. That's called the 616 universe.
Okay, I see that now. God, this is a hot cover. I'm sorry, it's hot.
I'm telling you, it's an album cover, but their manager stepped in at the last minute because he wanted to look cool.
I don't know. Matt Murdock is...
I mean, Matt Murdock alone is awesome. But, like, they just don't look like they all belong together.
Maybe he's, like, the moody, like, lead singer. I don't know. You know, like, you know how the... I don't know. Or is he, like...
He's, like, the hipster lead singer that showed up in a suit and was like, guys, we agreed on a uniform. What the fuck?
He's the lead singer.
And the others are like, dude, we're not wearing any fucking uniforms.
And, like, Jessica's the drummer and, you know, Luke's the bass player and Danny's, like, the lead guitar player. Maybe.
Wait. Who's the bass player? Sorry.
Luke. Yeah, Luke's the bass player.
Okay.
Jessica's the drummer.
Yeah.
Danny's the lead guitar player. That kind of sort of sometimes takes away from the lead singer a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hottest band ever.
They're very into their craft, though. They are very fucking serious.
I only just wish that maybe Charlie's knuckles had been bruised like a little bit, like there was a little just blood somewhere, you know, on him. But you know, hey, they're all the rest of them are so clean though.
I also want to point out, if you look over to your right of Danny, there's a sign there, and like the only word that is clear is pain.
Oh,
it's like a white sign.
Yeah, I might have cut this picture off when I like screenshot it, so I'm not pulling it up and like looking.
So my new computer, it's like touch screen. I can make bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller. I don't know, but yeah, there's the big word pain.
I love it. I love it so much. I hope they release this as a poster. I do, like, somehow, some way. It's a great poster. And I love the cover. I love the Entertainment Weekly cover, too.
Oh, my God. Cute. Yeah, we totally skipped over talking about the cover.
Skip the cover. Hold on. I've got so many screenshots on my phone. Let me get the cover pulled up. Oh, it's so cute. I love how, like, Charlie is, like, you know, they're sitting on top of the cab. And
yes.
you can see, like, the city through, like, Charlie's legs.
As it should be seen.
I love it. And, again, he's adjusting his tie. I love it. And Jessica's given hella attitude. Luke's arms again. Oh, my. Luke. Mike. Luke. Danny. Charlie. Kristen. Finn. Oh. Danny Finn. Charlie Matt.
Oh yeah,
look
God.
At those arms.
Yeah.
Look at those arms. The yellow t-shirt, to me, just makes it. Makes this whole photo. Is Luke's yellow t-shirt.
That is what I saw so many people, like, the initial reaction was, oh my God, yellow t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I was looking at Twitter and stuff instead of looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
And it was just yellow t-shirt, oh my God, the yellow t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's nipples, yellow t-shirt.
It's so good. All right, yeah, did I mention, like, I ordered, like, 4 copies because...
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Because 4.
Because I like really that. Wanted, like, mid-afternoon, really wanted... you were like, I've ordered 4 copies, and I was like, I can't even look at the pictures yet. I just can't.
I love how, I know we haven't talked about the video yet, but I love how in the video, Charlie just is standing by the fire extinguisher. I think that's great.
I kept waiting for him to just, like, grab it and do something. Have something. That fire extinguisher was like stealing his shot.
I love it. Oh god. And then Finn's so cute.
Finn is so flexible. Like, all of these shots, he's like,
well, Brittany was like, he said this was filmed in December. I was like, yeah, do you think he's cold? It's like, no, I don't think Finn's cold.
No, I mean, the nipples do look pretty hard, but...
It was so great. God.
Hey, check out my nipples. Ready to cut glass.
He knows how to, like, give this sexy eye. He's...
Right?
And, like, this hair toss of this hair that he doesn't have. Flip the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay, now what do we want to move to? So we talked about the truck picture, which is my favorite, probably.
Okay, so, and we talked about, we talked about the article. I mean, in the article, it says, well, no, we talked about them filming in December, but then they come together at the hole during a hallway fight. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, sort of. Okay. I think we talked, yeah.
They come together in a hallway fight.
Where it's sort of like, what I'm going to assume, it's kind of like, I thought I was doing this on my own. Yeah. Like, it's not going to, I think they're going to be aware of each other's presence. It's not going to be like, who the fuck are you? They're going to know, okay, this is Luke Cage. This is Jessica Jones. But it's going to be, what is Jessica Jones doing here?
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one doing this. That kind of thing. You know, that kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, yeah. That's about... Isn't that about all we get, kind of?
Well, and then I just liked that Jeff Loeb had a note at the end of that was like, I wanted them to be people that hated coming together, and that when it was all done, they never wanted to see each other again. And I think that's true. I just imagine, like, poor Luke Cage, who seems so... interested in human affection. Like, he just seems... Luke is the only one of the Defenders so far that I feel like really, really wants to bond with people.
Yes.
And it's more than getting coffee. Yeah. Like, I think it's that he really, truly is trying to connect. And, like, I could just imagine them all at the end being like, fuck you, I'm going the other way. And Luke being like, guys!
Yeah. Yeah, but wait... Yeah.
But we can go get coffee. And I really mean coffee.
Yeah, we can go, like, have snacks. Or even Danny, too. I think Danny's, like, will like friendship, you know. So maybe that's where Danny and Luke's friendship, like, starts.
I hope so.
A little bit. Because we know Jessica and Matt. We know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Especially, you know, if Jessica and Matt, like, meet beforehand, like we've kind of seen in some of the spoilery pictures. It's Jessica and Matt Murdock. You know, if he's already like, I can't stand this chick. And she's like, oh, God, I can't. I hate him so much. But I like him a little bit. Because somebody wanted us. Oh, yeah. Somebody. We'll talk about that on our next podcast. We've got some things people want us to talk about. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing between them. What else? Is there anything else?
I think that's everything.
In the article? Damn. Or that we can see. There probably is more to the article. More pictures, more.
Well, yeah, that we can see. I mean, when the main article comes out, we'll probably be able to see more.
Yeah.
In fact, it says that there'll be more in the article. And there'll be all kinds of stuff. I'm tired.
You're tired. And then you watch the video.
Somewhere amongst it all, it said it's premiering in the summer of 2017. So.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw the Screen Rant, like, tweet about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, if that's what you got. I did not see it, but I didn't see really anything past Finn's nipple. So
yeah, but I mean, I looked for it in the article. I didn't see it in the article, but I trust Cooper. I mean, Cooper at Screen Rant.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ritter, and I play Jessica Jones.
Hi, my name's Charlie Cox. I play Matt Murdock, aka Daredevil. Hi, I'm Finn.
I trust Coop. If Coop said that it was there, it's probably there. But
yeah,
I looked for it again, like reading through this, and I didn't see it. But I seriously, like, there's so much information here. I have no doubt that there's might be something that I completely haven't discovered yet.
Well, it makes more sense too if you're gonna for a cover story for this thing to come out like summer rather than let's do a cover story in January and it comes out in December.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I hope so. That would be, you know, and summer could mean like exactly 3 months from Iron Fist. I mean, who knows? It could be summer could mean June. Summer could mean July. Well, and summer could mean August. Summer could mean 1st of September.
Cooper was saying June.
Okay.
So somewhere buried in all of this information, there could be...
Oh, God. This is the part where I have to say I was wrong, right?
No, you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. We'll get our new listener, Mike, on the podcast so that he can say it.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it wasn't that I'm glad I was wrong. I just didn't want to be disappointed. Like, I didn't want to be like, oh, I think it's coming out in this. And then they're like, no, it's winter. Aww. So I was trying to prepare myself in case it was fall to like say, yeah, it's fall. And then out summer. Yay. So I'm happy to be wrong.
Well, I'm hoping. And I mean, you had a good argument for it being fall as far as them not going that long without any of our core defenders. So maybe it means that Punisher, like if they do it in June, they could do Punisher in September and we could get whatever's next in January.
Could. Because if they do Jessica Jones, if they do Kristen like they did Finn and not give her but about 2 to 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
When this thing, yeah. Yeah, because it could really like be, January would be pushing. I still think we're looking at March again, probably.
Meh, you're such a buzzkill.
I'm just saying, like, right, like if they get through filming in February, let's just say middle of February, they start filming Jessica Jones at the beginning of March, they still like to have a good 3 months like getting it together and everything. They don't turn around.
Yeah, they start March, April, May, June, July, August.
It would be through about September.
Okay, September. And then they have October, November, December.
And that's pushing it. That's pushing it. I think that's pushing it.
Oh, well.
February, maybe. I'll give you February. Let's meet in the middle. February.
I still really, really want a Netflix timeline.
I can't believe they, like... Here we were, like, last week begging for a Punisher teaser because we thought there's no way we're getting any kind of Defenders news. Not really. I mean, we were hoping for it. We're like, yeah, they have enough. They can even give us a teaser if they wanted to have Defenders. And I wasn't really expecting anything. Because, again, I had, like, in my head thought, oh, no, this shit's coming out in fall. And to now think they've given us a little bit of Defenders news before Punisher.
Well, and, you know, I mean, like, Defenders, like, the release date and everything, we've been expecting it... like, to come out around Iron Fist time, because they consistently do that. Like, around the time one show comes out, they announce the date for the next. But that also is around 6 months before the next show. So if it's coming out June, July, we could be getting a release date finalized any moment.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hopefully it's not like fucking like 6 months in between shows and they like make it be September 17th because technically that's like still summer or some shit. And it's like 6 months from Iron Fist. Oh, who the fuck knows, people? Who knows?
All right. Well,
we got to talk about the video. We didn't talk about the video at all.
We didn't talk about the video at all. That's because I've only watched it once.
I've only watched it, like, twice, but we have to talk about how Danny says he is the one who brings them all together.
Yes.
Because he's the one who pretty much knows how serious this is and convinces them to like get their shit together.
I think so.
Yeah.
Let me see. The MCU Exchange transcribed it. So Finn says, so Danny is the one that really knows what's going on. He knows how serious the situation is. I mean, but he came back from, we know that in Iron Fist, he knows about the hand. He's sworn enemy of the hand and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, his Iron Fist training involves a lot of knowing what's going on with the hand.
Yeah, it could be that we know Stick's going to be involved. We know Elektra's supposed to be in it. Totally could be. And then it totally in could some way be, like, tied to some of the stuff that's in Immortal Iron Fist, too. So who knows? Like, yeah. And let's see, what did Charlie say about Matt having to learn to play with other people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Jessica something too. Like he's not ready to work with other people, so they kind of had to get him there.
Same thing with Jessica. She's not.
Yeah, it was funny because each of them go into their little interview and it's like, yeah, they didn't want to be in a team up, so. Which we totally expected. Totally.
Yeah. And then Luke, like you said, Luke's just like, oh, look, I'm just wrapped up in it. I just want to do good things, and be a good person, and forward always.
Forward. Poor Luke.
This little Danny guy's going to get me in trouble.
But I like him because I'm craving other human.
I got to babysit the other guy, the drunk. Mike's girlfriend. Jesus. It's going to be good. We are excited. I mean, they did us so good today by giving us this. Like, it's been sort of a weird kind of news week.
Yeah. Well, and like, there is lots of other news. So we'll have to do a full podcast at some point. Because there was some interesting stuff this week. But I don't want to get into any of that.
No, we won't get into any of that or any of the other stuff that people have left us questions that we will answer and talk about. This is just a little short Defenders only podcast.
Yeah.
God! And tomorrow we are officially 7 weeks till Iron Fist. No, 9 weeks. 9 weeks, shall we do math? 9 weeks. 63 days. 9 days. I mean, 9 weeks. God, fuck. Just never mind. Whatever. It's close. That's what Netflix does to me. 6, 3, 4.
A little over 2 months.
Fall, winter, spring.
It should be 10 8 o'clock, weeks. 3 a.m. Now you have me wanting to open a calendar. God damn.
It's 63 days. It was just 66 the other day.
1, 2, 3, 63, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9 weeks. I told you.
I didn't trust you anymore.
9 weeks to Iron Fist.
Yay.
I just can't wait because this gets me so excited the way Finn has just like sexed it up and hammed it up in these interviews. I cannot wait for Finn to do press. I am so excited. He is so excited to be Danny Rand.
Right. Ugh.
I love it. He's like the little baby. He's like the new kid. And he's got I got the best job in the world.
He's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. Can't wait. We're excited. We're ready. I don't know if people could tell if we're excited, but we're excited. It's gonna be the fucking show of the summer.
It is. It's gonna be what everyone's talking about. Like last year everyone's talking about like Stranger Things or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year it's gonna be like, oh my god.
Defenders, bitches.
And then I bet the viewership of all the other shows, because I bet there's a lot of people that just watch Jessica Jones and they're going to tune into this for Jessica, or they just watch Luke Cage or something and they're going to be like, fuck, I got to go back and watch that Daredevil show. Or
they have a favorite And they maybe watch the other shows, but then they see them team up and maybe go back again, because I don't think some people do like we do and rewatch. But some of these shows, I mean, like, to me, all of them are worth a rewatch of, you know, at least a second time around. If, you know, it's always, especially Jessica Jones to me is better the second time around.
Definitely. So, definitely.
So. And we already know we're getting a season 2 of Jessica Jones and a season 3 of Daredevil and a season 2 of Luke Cage.
And, I mean, it's Iron Fist would have to be a giant pile of shit for them not to give it another season.
Right. And it's not going to be.
Yeah. I mean.
So, yeah, if they just, like, if they, you know what that hole's for? Instead of, like, what we, the copperhead hole, copper hole, whatever, it's for us to throw our money in. It's for Netflix to catch all of That's what it's for. Take my money, Netflix.
We just throw our money in that hole. I need someone to do that graphic. I need just like a gif of people throwing money in the hole.
Throwing money in the hole. Because I would right now, I'm telling you, if I could lock in right now for the next 3 years on Netflix, go ahead. You got me. You've got me.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Throwing money. I'm throwing money in the hole. That's what I'm doing, Netflix. Yes. And on that, no.
On that note, we'll talk to everybody later.
Yay, people. Go watch the video if you haven't watched the video. If you haven't watched the video, I don't know what you've been doing or where you've been or what.
Yeah, yeah. If by the time I get this uploaded, you still haven't, like, heard about it or seen this news, then that's awesome that you're getting your news from us. But go find it.
Go find it. And I hope you get this one up soon, because the excitement is real, and I want people to feel it.
Our excitement is real, and it's, yeah, I'm going to try to get it up quickly. I should, I mean, with the new computer, I got to say, guys, the new computer makes it a lot easier, so.
Yay, new computer.
I'll get it uploaded quickly.
Nipple shot. We should end with, like, a nipple shot.
Nipple shot. Sassy nipples.
God. Okay, bye.
Bye.